Richard.
Okay.
That explains the Halo 2.
As well.
Do you have lights in your office here?
Yeah.
Oh, great, thanks. I always have to turn them on. I'm Robert Scoville, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
And who are you?
I'm Ralph Herbrick.
And what do you do here?
We work on games. I just got my colleague come over, so we're working close together.
Hello, hey, how are you doing? Colleague.
What's your name?
Tora Grateful.
Great, and you guys work on games?
Yeah.
Now my son got a tour of the Xbox division back in Renmin. He thought it was the coolest thing. He said, these people play games all day long. And I go, no, that's not really how it works.
That's exactly what it is.
In fact, we already prepared the games.
That's how my son had
you.
Let's go. We show you our games.
Yeah, we show you our games room first.
Let's go.
This is what motivated
me. We only play after lunch.
Yeah. And that's what actually motivated our latest research, which you can see right now.
Okay. And what kind of research do you do?
We work on ranking systems right now. So, I don't know if you heard about the intelligent matchmaking in Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Some of our technology is in there.
Can you turn on the lights? Is that possible?
Sure, we can.
And looks like the refresh rate is good. Great.
You see, obviously, the best game in the world, Halo 2 here.
Okay.
Our lunchtime favorite.
Exactly. So let's just go in. So actually, to just tell you what we're doing, let's choose the Rumble Pit Hopper. So the game that we're doing right now, because we play many games, there are many lunches, it already knows that we are skill level, this is a tester kind of ours, skill level 13. So what it tries now is to say, we want to play a game, but basically it's searching right now who is playing and who is around level 13.
Yep.
Because the assumption being, if we play level 13 people, that's going to be the most fun for us.
You walk.
Well, there they are.
Great.
So, you will see.
So, obviously, we're much better than level 13, so this motivated us to improve the ranking system, right? Obviously, it gets us wrong, because there are 50 skill levels, and we cannot just be level 13, right?
Right.
Exactly. So that's what triggered it. We played at lunchtime, and, you know, we thought we were much better. The algorithm's just not knowing it yet.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you played Halo 2 before or not.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you can remember the skill.
See, so we always switch pads here, so this is really our average rating.
Yeah, you killed him. Good. Did you get the kill on the camera?
Yep, I think so. Oh, they got you.
Yeah.
Well, actually what we found is that we aren't much better.
There's some really good guys who work over on the Visual Studio. So what part of this did you guys write?
We can show you this in the office.
Okay.
Let's get one more kill in. Let me go over. Shall we? Or do you want to continue?
No, we continue. This is fun.
No, in the office, I mean. So you see, when the game finishes, I don't know, this is going to be another 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah.
We could wait for it. Let me just turn it down a bit.
All right.
What do you mean down?
You guys have too much fun over here.
Yeah, so when the game finishes, it'll basically, you know, we're going to be at some point. Right now we are, we're second already. We have 5 kills, right?
Okay.
Hopefully we are still second at the end of the game or even first. So then it knows, because we'll be playing level 13 and level 14 guys.
Yeah.
And it knows that we must be a bit better because we killed a couple of level 14 guys, hopefully. So there's an algorithm that basically takes into account what was my standing before the game, what was the game thinking up front about my skill, what was the outcome of the game, how likely was it, what updates do I need to do. You know, in a nutshell, if I was ranked too low, I should go up a bit. If I ranked too high, I should go down a bit. Now, the Halo 1 feature that our new ranking algorithm has, it tracks not only what's your skill, but how much the system knows about your skill. So if you only played ever one game, it knows very little, so it can move in big steps. But let's say you played 150 games, so it pretty much has your skill down, and you still lost the game, then that's purely due to random chance, and not because the system is so uncertain about your skill. So by tracking the uncertainty in the estimate of your skill over time, it can actually be much better. It learns much faster in the beginning. Once it pinpoints you down, it basically stays there. So it's much fairer to the gamer. So we have done experiments on the Halo 2 data, actually. I can show you some later. And, you know, in a game like this, 8 people played out against each other, called Rumble Pit Hopper. You know, we're looking at 20 games per player, and then the system would know pretty precisely what his skill is. So right now, people have to play hundreds of games. So with our system, after 20 games, the system would know your skill, and it can match you right.
Now, is this in Halo 2 or in this Xbox 360?
That's going to be an Xbox 360. Halo 2 still got the old ELO-based system in there.
Okay.
But the Xbox 360 is going to have a system, we call it True Skill, because that's what it does, it estimates your true skill.
Wow. See, the problem is, if the system doesn't know your skill, it matches you with people, and it's absolutely no fun for you to play, because they're either much better, in which case you lose, or they're much weaker, in which case there's no challenge.
Yeah.
And the quicker we can find out a player's strength, the faster he can have fun games. And so that's the goal, making it more fun, right?
This is awesome! So how did you guys get into this?
Well, do you go
to school and say, I want to work on games?
So the story is, you know, this group, our group was set up 4 years ago. You know, some of us, we had a big brainstorming session at the time. And we were thinking, what can we do with machine learning? Because we were pretty theoretical and non-applied. And one of the ideas we had was to say, well, let's apply machine learning to games. So the first project we've done for the last 2.5 years was working with racing studios on Forza Motorsport. So the driver tab feature, and that's what we developed here and designed and developed. So then in the end, when the project was coming to an end, the Forza project, we were participating in the Halo 2 beta, which happened last July. And so we were actually exposed to the problem, as it were. And we just had this idea. So I remember one morning, all of us coming in saying, look, I'm going to be funny, but I think we're much better. We got to work on this. We got to think. We got to try to improve this. So that triggered it, really, and then we asked Bungie, we're very nice people, if they could give us data and, you know, that we can confirm our hypothesis.
Also, it's much better to work on your favorite game than on any other game, right?
Yeah.
So actually, we can say that our lunchtime sessions are work, because we're testing the system.
Yeah.
That's pretty useful.
Yeah.
And what was useful as well is Bungie gave us the data and the beta data, and we could rank it. We actually looked at ourselves, right? And we knew how good we were, the three of us, relative to each other. And that was just convincing to us as well. We knew we were right because we knew our three skills were estimated, right?
Yeah.
So we've given a TechFest talk about this for people who are interested. That's for employees only. Yeah.
Goes on the outside world.
Oh.
So this is great stuff. You guys get to play video games during the lunch break. So.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything surprising by doing this that you might not have expected?
One thing we found out was that the old system has really a bias towards playing a lot. People who play a lot are considered higher ranked by the system. And that's just not always true, right? I mean, sometimes they're just very skilled people who don't play as much. And sometimes it's true, obviously, if you play more, that's good. So the Halo system had identified a certain character as the best player.
Have a look. So this is the final standing. Sorry for interrupting, but that gives the idea. So the game finished. There's like 7 people participating.
Yeah.
And right now it knows the level 13 guys beat the level 14 guys. So obviously there's still a little mistake, right?
Yeah.
So all these 13s, including us, which became third, will go up a little bit because we beat a 13 and three 14s.
Right.
So that's what we basically changed. The way that the game takes this into account. The way that the ranking system takes that into account. Sort of reads off what is the skill before the game, what is the final standing, in our case third. So we've got to make a little adaptation, and it's doing that.
So you're going to be moving up in the world after this lunch, right?
Well, not with the Halo 2 system, but with our system. But given the number of games we put in already, I don't think we would move any longer.
Right.
I was just saying, you were asking for a surprise that we found.
Yeah.
So the leaderboard was led by someone who played a lot. It turned out to be the son of a sequel developer, actually.
Yeah.
And
it's funny how all the Microsoft employees had a little edge there.
But then in our system, that guy didn't come first, but another guy came first. And then
this guy's known, actually. So
Char. His name is Char.
Yeah.
And then we looked at the data, and at some point they actually played against each other, and it came out, yes, Char is indeed the better player, and the system had correctly identified.
In fact, the system had even identified a fraction of winning, roughly right, so he won about 60% of the time. The system predicted something between 50% and 60%, so it was quite reassuring that the system knows a little bit about the strengths of each of the two players. And that means, of course, that it knows about the strength of everyone.
Is there any way to game this system? Because I really suck.
Yeah, know the inventors.
Do you guys take bribes?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. You do take bribes, uh-oh. Anything else that you could tell us about what it's like to work here in Cambridge, and particularly with the Xbox or the Forza teams? Now, Forza is not a Microsoft game, right?
Microsoft is Forza, yeah. Oh, sorry, Forza is a Microsoft game.
It is, okay. Yeah. I thought it was developed by an outside
Microsoft. Well, lately you've got this cool booth. I think you've seen that one, right?
Yeah.
So with the Racing C, 3 plasma panels. That's fun, too, that we can actually, you know, get our hands on the real thing. You know, not just one TV and an Xbox controller, but the real.
So in general about this place, the nice thing is it's not too big, so most people know each other. It has a relatively relaxed atmosphere, so people are left alone to work on what they want to work on. And that's usually a really good idea, because that's what they're best at, if they're at maximum motivation, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then we have to strike a balance between academic work and practical work. So it's fine if someone focuses on academic stuff, but maybe it should be useful every now and then. Or other people focus on practical stuff, but there should be some academic value in it as well. And in this project, that's kind of covering both. So we're transferring it as a product now, but it's also really state-of-the-art in statistics. So later on, when the smoke has cleared, we'll publish stuff in academic journals and stuff, to let other people know about it.
What's the relationship with the local colleges here, universities, Cambridge University and the other universities?
So I happen to be actually very closely related, because I was a fellow of Darwin College for 3 years. And I think to kind of summarize the relationship, what we do a lot is we supervise PhD students. In fact, right now, a PhD student is currently an intern with us, and we three are working on Go. I had supervised a PhD student from the engineering department. So that's the level of, you know, that's kind of the interaction. We don't teach at the university, but we do take students and co-supervise them through their thesis.
You may have noticed that the building opposite the computer science building, computer lab building, is called William Gates Building. And that's apparently named after Bill Gates' father, is it?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's the one. Yeah.
Because, I don't know, money changed hands.
Yeah. No, he gives a lot of money to colleges. I know Stanford has a William Gates Building as well, so...
But it is encouraged that we do collaborate with the university.
Yeah.
There's even workshops in other areas, not so much in the games area, it's not so many games group.
And as you can imagine, Cambridge is a fantastic environment for that. I mean, you can, if you look for them, there's great people to work with here. And that's really easy. I mean, sometimes, you know, if it's a project that has commercial implications, then you have to be careful and work out the legal implications beforehand, because otherwise, you know, things can get messy in the end when there's a good result and people don't know whom it belongs to, or if it should be published or patented and stuff like that. But this can be worked out beforehand, before you start, and then things are great.
Yeah. Well, cool stuff.
Cool.
I'm glad to see somebody who's working on Xbox 360 and get a little look at inside the technology. We're supposedly getting a tour of the Xbox 360 group soon, so...
Ah, cool.
So we'll,
so that's over in MGS, I guess.
Yeah, back in Redmond, I guess. So they've been really busy doing all the launch stuff.
Yeah,
so. We're like, what? Channel 9 now? You come after, you know, all the video game magazines.
They're very nice guys. We work with the live team there quite closely, actually, on that one.
So do you play with Larry Herb? Or
Major Nelson, you mean?
Major Nelson, yeah.
No, I haven't played with him. We work with Patrick O'Kelly's group and Jerry Johnson's team.
Okay.
So... But we haven't played him yet.
Yeah, well,
played the rare guys a bit.
I'm sure he's online once in a while. So, well, thanks.